Girl groups from the Supremes to Destiny's Child have always been a mainstay of pop music. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening closely to two examples of the genre, the new teen sensation Eden's Crush, whose debut single went to number one, and the Go-Go's, the quintessential 70s LA girl group, which has just reunited for a comeback CD. Here's Ken's review.
Wife, I was everything that you need, always in line. I was feeling you, loving you, feeling your desires. But that was then, this just now, looks me in the eye. And
in recent months, those seeking to swim in the chicken soup of the adolescent soul knew that the place to plunge was the TV show Pop Stars, where on any given week, you could hear philosophical musings like, as an individual, I've grown inside learning to be on my own. I ask you, could Bob Dylan have phrased this better? Pop Stars is so-called reality TV about the making of a female vocal group. If I didn't have an 11-year-old daughter, I might never have known how you create a hit pop act these days. But thanks to watching Pop Stars, I now know. You just hold a series of auditions in major cities and see what talent turns up. You cherry-pick the ripest fruit and get them to smear their signatures on a record contract. You hire a vocal coach, a choreographer, a photographer, and a video director, and let them pummel your band of strangers to each other into shape. Presto! Screaming fans, sold-out arenas, a hit single, and MTV's Carson Daly telling the world, well, the Total Request Live world, that Eden's Crush are the coolest new items you must consume immediately. Where Eden's Crush sings about self-empowerment while being molded into a joyless machine, the Go-Go's sing about, well, what they always sang about, heartache, revenge, and living the good life in Los Angeles. When the group's new CD called God Bless the Go-Go's arrived in the mail, I didn't even want to play it. I harbored such fond feelings toward the group for the way they showed us the sunny side of punk rock in the 70s that I didn't want to be depressed by what I assumed would be a half-hearted or cynical comeback attempt. But then one night, David Letterman had the Go-Go's on, and lead singer Belinda Carlisle came out swiveling her hips, wearing a black cashmere sweater with a small string of pearls, and the rest of the group lashed into this song, and I was transported. Formed in 1978 in Hollywood, the Go-Go's were always first-rate fluff. Carlisle's ache of a voice was bolstered by the pounding drums of Gina Schock and the lead guitar of Jane Wiedlin, who's also proven to be a talented singer-songwriter herself. Unlike Eden's Crush, they created themselves, and they don't need no tunes about self-empowerment. True Angelinos, they're still making good music about things like being stuck in traffic. The album title is right. God bless the Go-Go's.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.